Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Seller Notes.
You know, we both of us have properties that we come to look at very reliably that become sort of old friends. One of those names for you is a company in Italy called Allegrin.
That's right. They're up in the Veneto in the northeast part of Italy. And this is Valpolicella country, Amarone country. Oh, yeah. And Allegrini, I just love them. Everything they make is wonderful. And I've turned a number of my friends onto these wines. And they've become faithful for life. So it's good stuff. Let's start with their Valpolicella. This is regular Valpolicella from 2019, $18 for the bottle. This, in my experience, is one of the world's most likable wines. I say it's like a favorite cousin that every time you get together with, you have a great time. And they're just a lot of fun to be around. And that's this bottle. The color is very dark garnet. The aroma starts with tart black cherries along with oaky briar and rose petals. And you take a sip and you get a deep smack of sweet dark fruit along with a pleasant smack of tannins. And the nice thing is this medium-bodied wine has a great deal of suppleness to it. So it's a very easy drinking wine with nothing challenging about it. Just a good friend. And at $18, this is surely my wine value of the week. Very, wow. Very nice. Let's move up a notch, and it's only a couple bucks more. This is Allegrini's Palazzo della Torre from the Veronese region, 2018. It's only $20. And this is a mid-range Allegrini wine, and it is a crowd pleaser. The first and lasting impression is quality winemaking. It's made from the Veneto grape called Corvina, which is the same as Valpolicella. And the Palazzo della Torre is a medium dark and medium body wine. The aroma shows blackberries with notes of tobacco and leather. So that's a bit different from the Valpolicella. And you take a sip and you discover bright fruit flavors paired with dark dried fruit flavors. And the tannins are very understated, but it's the acidity that is contributing a lot to this wine. The wine's balance is just very impressive. The body of the wine, the fruit, and the acidity, all in their proper place. All in all, a very tasty and reliable wine, perfect for Saturday night. Now, if you want to go to the top of their list, you reach for their wine called La Grolla. And this is from 2017, Allegrini's La Grolla, $32. It's a special occasion wine. And La Grolla is the name of a single premier vineyard, which overlooks the famous Lake Garda in northern Italy. Once again, the fruit is Corvina, and this time it seems to be very, very ripe. The color is very deep, which confirms the ripeness, and the aroma is reminiscent of Amarone, which doesn't really surprise me. It's dried fruit, dark chocolate, red apples, and summer flowers. The wine is medium to full body with a great initial burst of sweet fruit, and the opening comes wrapped in this thing. It's almost like brandy. That's an envelope for all the other flavors. It's really pretty unique. The fruit itself reminded me of a stewed compote of cherries, plums, and blackberries. Really tasty. And there's a very welcome layer of acidity floating over top of all of this. So you have the overall balance, you have depth, you have explosive flavors, a touch of gravitas to this wine. It's a good one at $32. La Grolla is a good special occasion wine. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Seller Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.